Nun vava mit beis, shol ben doma. Fourth line. Shol ben doma ben achosel shabbi shmuel is rabbi shmuel. Ben doma, who was the nephew of rabbi shmuel, his sister's son, asked rabbi shmuel, for isi shnei lechoyai shenoshu. I saw that my jaws fell out in a dream. Omar shnei gedude romei yatzo lecho ro'o mesu. Two legions of Romans had plots against you, and they died. Omer le bar kapor l'rebi ra'isi chot mishenosh. I saw my nose fall off in a dream. Omer le charon af nistalik minchot. A sign that there was an anger. A nose is representative of anger. Charon af. And the anger was taken away from you. Omer le ra'isi shnei yodai shenechtechu. I saw my hands cut off. Omer le lo tzitzorich l'maisi yodecho. Means that you're going to become rich, you'll win the lottery, and you won't have to work. So you see from here that dreams don't necessarily mean what they physically say. Right? These things are obviously horrible things if they be taken literally, but the dream is more to be taken allegorically than literally. So he also said a good interpretation for them. I saw both my legs cut off. Amrlei al susa torochev, right? You're going to ride on a horse. You're going to get covered. Chazoy da amrili ba'adar misas, the Nisan lochazis. I saw my dream. They were telling me you're going to die in Adar. You won't see Nisan. Amrlei ba'adrusa misas velo osis lidei nisayin. You'll die the covered. Doesn't mean you're going to die in Adar. It means you're going to die with tremendous covered, and you won't come lidei nisayin. Okay, let's see Rashi. Lo tzitzorich charon yotzu alecho ro, v'heim halachayayim tesh yotzu alecho ro. That's why the jaws are the mouth that they were plotting against you and they died. Charon af nikur b'chotim. Anger, you can see in a person's nose, shemischamim b'motzi hevel. The guy is angry, right, his nose heats up and smoke comes out of his nose. At least in the cartoons it does. V'alkein hu kori charon af. That's why it's called charon af. You're going to get rich and you won't have to work. You'll die with tremendous COVID. Okay. There was a tzduki who said to Mishmuel, said, I had a dream and I saw that I was pouring oil into olives. It's a sign that here he interpreted that he was thinking about things that were on his mind. So he said, what's it called? You probably live with your mother, which is a siman of the oil is what comes out of the zayas, and you're putting it back into the zayas. So you had relations with your mother. I saw that I was grabbing a star. You kidnapped a Jew, who compared to the stars. I saw that I swallowed the star. You sold the Jew that you kidnapped and you used the money. I saw my eyes were touching each other, like cross-eyed. You had your relations with your sister. I was kissing the moon. Right? Klal Yisrael also compared to the moon. You probably had relations with a Jewish woman. Omer le chazoy did a Jewish a woman who's married. Omer le chazoy did the richna betuna de asa. I was carrying a load of hadasim. Omer le boal nara murasa. You had relations with a nara murasa. This guy was a real rosh, obviously. Omer le chazoy tuna miiloi behu mitatoi. I saw that I was carrying something above me and then it was below me. Omer le mishkavcha hafuch. Right, you live with your wife in an unnatural way. She was above and you were below. Right, I saw ravens that were flocking to my bed. Your wife had relations with a lot of other men. I saw doves that were flocking around my bed. Omerle noshim harbe timesa. You yourself were mezana with a lot of women. Omerle chazoy de noka trei yoni uporchan. I saw I was holding on to two doves and two pigeons and they flew away. Amarle tarti noshi nosafto parchasinim below get. You marry two women and you let them go without giving them a get. Amarle chazoy de kalifna bay. I saw that I was peeling eggs. Amarle shachli komishlachas. You, what's it called? You took clothing off dead bodies. Because the beya is a symbol, just like the egg, the Imre Noam says, just like the egg doesn't have a mouth, so dead people also don't have a mouth. So that's why I was thinking more simple. That's what we give people when they are mourning. So it's a symbol of death. You give them an egg to eat. So the egg was, you were peeling eggs as a symbol that you peeled off the clothes off dead bodies and wore them. Omar Le, Kulu Isnubi. You're right, you've hit the mark on every single one. All the ones you said are 100% right. Bar Mihod Delesi. I never took clothing off a dead body and wore it. But the other things, yeah. Now the Hochi Vahochi Asya Hai Itza. While they were talking, a woman came by. The Omar Le, Hai Glima de Mechasi, the Gavra Plonihu, the Mis Vashlachti. She came and she said, you know, the coat that you're wearing belongs to this guy who was dead, and I took it off of him and gave it to you. So the Maisi was on mark there too, that he wore the clothing, right? The only thing is that if these things mean that this is what he was thinking about, all these things that he did, here he didn't know about it. So how did the dream reflect? So this was a different kind of dream, not a dream from what he was thinking about, a dream that was an emissary dream that he didn't even know about. Omar Leila. Yeah, because that's the kind of dream that's me here. Hure Libo is things that you were thinking about. So obviously these things he did were terrible things. He was on his mind, so he dreamt about it. Omer le chazoi de amri li shvoklach avuch nichse be kapudkia. He said, what's it called? I saw that they told me in a dream that your father left you property in kapudkia. Omer le islach nechasi be kapudkia. Do you have any property in kapudkia? Omer le lav. He said, no. Ozalavuch le kaput. Your father ever go to kaputkia? Omer le lav. No. In Cain, if that's the case, then it doesn't mean literally kaputkia, which is never a place. Kofa kishura dika. Asora zeal. What's it called? He said, what's it called? If that's the case, then the dream means the following. That look in the beam, the tenth beam in your house, and you'll find money. Zeal chazi kofa deresh asora shehi malea zuze. He went and he found Taka that the tenth beam was full of money. Also, Ashkach Shimle Zuze. Okay, that's Rashi. Imo Boal, Dumya the Shem and Shubasoch HaZayas, just like the oil comes out of the Zayas, Hishkes Imo, and then you put the oil back into the Zayas, is like a person living with his mother. Katifli Kochva, Karti Kochva B'chalom. I saw that I was grabbing a star in my dream. But not the Shnim Shul Kachad. So he said you probably kidnapped a Jew who's compared to the stars. Nara Hamura, so Hayurugim Alasus Lachupish Al Hadas. Why, when he was carrying a bale of Hadassim, that was a siman that he lived with an engaged woman. Because they used to make a chuppah at the engagement, the Erisin. Erisin over here means the first step of marriage, Hariat Makudeshusli. So they made a chuppah and they made it out of Hadassim. The Korin Lo Hinuma, when they made her a, what's it called? They called that thing a Hinuma. Can I read in Beksubas? She Yotza be Hinuma, Verosha Parua. Rashi here learns that the Hinuma is the Chuppah itself, Chuppah of Hadassim. Others say that the Hinuma is the veil that the Kala wears. And Hinuma is called because she can sleep under, nobody will see. Tuna da'asa, Tula da'asa, a package of Hadassim. Shachde mishlachta, mesim hifshatata. You took clothing off of dead people and are wearing it. Okay. In Cain, les lachosim nichosik. You don't have any property in kaputkia. Vavuch lo shachiv hazer. Your father didn't die there. Then it means something else. Kafa, the amr lecha, hik shura, shabaloshin poras. Right. Kafa is a beam in Persian. The yovan. Koran likshura kafa in Persian and Greek. A kafa is a beam. Dika hu asara. Deka is 10. Right? So that's in Greek. Deka is 10. Right? Decalogue is the 10 commandments. So deka is 10. Shabaloshin yavani karn lasara deka. Bahachi amrilach. Yesh lecha moma bekara siris. In the 10th beam, that's what they're telling you in the dream, there's money. Deresh Asara, Korosh Barosh Asara, the beam that's the first of the ten. Okay, let's go on. Amar Rav Chanina, haroa be'er b'chalom, roa shalom. Person who sees a spring in his dream, it's a sign of peace. Shenemar v'yachru ad de'yitzvah b'nachal v'imtzu shom be'er mayim chayim. Right, even though later on we'll see that if you see a spring, it could be bad news. But like everything, it has a basic idea that it's good, but if you interpret it for the bad, it could be for the bad. And the reason this be'er was a sign of shalom, because that be'er by Yitzchak, didn't fight over. That was the be'er they didn't fight over. They fought over the other be'eros mayim, but this one not. And also it's be'er mayim chayim, so he said that he interpreted for a Talmud Chacham to be something good, because Talmid Chacham are marvim shalom ba'olam. So even though a be'er could have a bad connotation, like we'll see in a few minutes, but here he said the person who dreamed it, and the context of the dream is for the good. Reb Nosson Omer Motzah Torah, you find Torah, Shenemar Ki Motzi Motzah Chayim. Now, you find that there's also water that's Mayim HaZedonim, the Marsha says, but you never find Mayim Chayim, living waters, that are bad. Always good. And Mayim Chayim is Torah. Uksiv Hacha Be'er Mayim Chayim. Rava Omer Chayim Mamish, that it's a sign of life itself. You're going to be given extra life. Omer Bichanan Shalosh Shlomo, saying there are three things that portend peace in a dream. Nahar, a river, Tzipor, a bird, Ukdeira, and a pot. Nar d'ksiv in inote lech nar shalom. By the nar it says nahar shalom, a river of peace. Tzipor d'ksiv kitziporim ofos kenyogen Hashem tzvakos. Just like what's it called? Birds fly. That's Hashem should protect you. Kedera d'ksiv Hashem tishpos shalom lanu. God should tishpos means to put a pot on the fire and cook it up. Cook up peace for us. Then I have a pshat here why these three things portend peace. Peace means that people can work together in harmony. So a river represents the fact that if you stay within your own boundaries, you can have tremendous power. But if you go out of the boundaries, it's like a flood. So a person who recognizes his own kochos and kishronos is not jealous of other people, so he's like a river. He has tremendous power, but he stays within his boundaries, not looking to be jealous of others. So a person's not jealous, that a person could be with harmony. A bird is very light and flexible. Right? The second thing that destroys harmony is covet. People are looking, they're too heavy, they're inflexible. Right? People have to go around me, I'm not going to yield for anybody, that's covet. Right? You think you're too heavy. So the bird is the opposite of that, so that's the opposite of covet, that's also shalom. And the pot, and I saw that Mordechai Benetz says the same idea, the pot, if you have water and fire and you pour them one directly on the other, either the fire boils away the water or the water puts out the fire. But if you put a pot in between, the pot, what's it called, makes shalom between the water and the fire. Right, I just want to add to that, that's connected taiva. Taiva usually is, a person says, what's in it for me? Not interested in doing things for other people, only what's in it for me. The pot makes peace between the water and the fire, and it gets black. Nothing doesn't gain anything from it. So here's a case where the pot is a catalyst for others, but it itself doesn't gain. That's the opposite of taiva. Okay. Omer Reb Chanina, u'bikdeira she'in ba'basar. Talking about a kdeira, it doesn't have any meat in it. Shaninu. U'parshu kashir b'sir, u'kibasar b'soch kalachas. Okay, there, what's it called? That's what it says. It's like a pot, and also like meat, besoch kalachas. But the meat and the pot are two separate things. Omer Rav Shuv ben Levi, haroa nar b'chalom yashkin v'yomer hininote eileho kenar sholim, kolim shiakdimenu posik acher ki yovo kenar, right, ki yovo kenar, that the tsaris will come like a river. Okay? So you see over here that a nahar can also be a bad sign, but if you interpret it for the good, it'll be a good sign. If you interpret it for the bad, so if you see that, what's it called? A nahar, you should get up in the morning, interpret it, you say a pasuk that's good before you start thinking about a pasuk that's bad. Okay? That's what it means, kodem shiyakdimnenu pasuk acher, before you think about another pasuk. Okay. Kiyovo kinar tsar, haroa tshipor b'chalom, kiyovo kinar tsar, that the enemy will come like a river. So that's a bad connotation for a nahar. So before you start thinking about the bad connotation, wake up in the morning and say the good connotation. And the dream goes after how you interpret it. Haroet sipor b'chalom. Person sees a bird in a dream. So we said before, it's a sign of peace. But again, if you interpret it the wrong way, it could be a bad sign. Yashkin v'yomer k'tziporim ofos k'en yogin Hashem. Say that pasuk that implies the good, that God will protect you like birds. Kodim sh'yakim menu pasuk God. Before you start thinking of another pasuk, k'tzipor nodedus minkana, right, that like a bird that wanders away from its nest, right, that's how you're going to be sent into Golas. Haroek de Rebbe Chalom, person sees a pot in a dream. Yashkin v'yomer Hashem tishpo shalom lanu. Have that pasuk that connotes the good, that it's a sign of peace. Call them she kadmenu pasuk acher shvos hasir shafos. That what's it called? That boil up the pot, boil it up with tzoris. Haroa novim bechalom. Person sees grapes in a dream. Yashkin v'yomer kan novim b'midbar. He should what's it called? Say the pasuk that compares Klal Yisrael to grapes in the desert. Right, very positive thing. Call them she kadmenu pasuk acher in veimo in veirosh. Before you think of another pasuk that speaks about what's it called, poisonous, bitter grapes. Haroa har bechalom, if you see a mountain in a dream, yashkin v'yomer manovu al hehorim ragle mafaser, you should think of the pasuk that speaks about Mashiach coming, Eliyahu Hanavi coming, and being mafaser that Mashiach's coming on the mountains. Kodim shikadmenu, and that's a sign of a good news. Before you think of another pasuk, al hehorim esa bechi v'nehi, that pasuk that speaks about crying and lamenting on the mountains. Haroa shofar b'chalom, if you see a shofar in a dream, yashkin v'yomer v'hoya b'yamahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. Think of the pasuk that speaks about geula coming with the great shofar. Kodim shikadena pasuk acher tiku shofar b'giva, which speaks about blowing shofar and what's it called, the warning of tragedies that are coming. Haroa kelev b'chalom, if you see a dog in a dream, Yashkin v'yomer l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechatz kel v'sholmesh. Think of the pasuk that the dogs didn't bark in Mitzrayim. Kodim shikadmenu pasuk acher v'aklovim azei nefesh. Before the pasuk comes into your mind that dogs are azei nefesh, they're bold creatures, and that's a bad sign. Haroa ari b'chalom, person sees a lion in a dream. Yashkin v'yomer arye sh'og milo yirah. Kodim shikadmenu pasuk acher ola aryeh misvacho. Right? They should have the idea of the aryeh, when a lion roars, who's not afraid? That's talking about neviim, coming and giving musr, whatever, which is a positive thing. And the other one is the lion came out of its lair, is for tzoris. Haroa tiglachas b'chal, a person sees himself getting a haircut or shaved in a dream. Yashkin v'yomra yigalach v'yicholet simbosav. You should say the pasuk where Yosef was shaved before he went to Paro, which was a good thing. Kodim shikadmenu pasuk acher ki im gilachti v'sar v'meni kochi, by Shimshon, that he was shaved and his hair was cut and he lost all his power and he ended up getting killed. Haroa be'er b'chalov, person sees a well, a spring. We're back, that was what you said before, the spring is a sign of peace. But if you have the wrong pasuk that comes to your mind, you could direct it to the bad. So if you see a be'er b'chalom, yashkin v'yomer be'er ma'im chayim, chodim shikadmenu pasuk acher, kehakir bir me'meha. Okay, which is a nirmiya, which is a sign of, what's it called, of tragedy. Haroa kana b'chalom. Now, kana can mean a reed, but I saw one of the mefarshim says that it means trachea, the windpipe. That's also called kana. So if you see a kana bechalom yashkin v'yomer kana ratzu slo yishaver kodesh kadmenu pasuk acher hinei botachti l'cha al mishenes hakana haratzu. So here it's more mashu from the psukim that's talking about a reed, and the kana can either be a kana ratzu slo yishaver. Right, here is a reed that won't be broken. Or the other pasuk is that you relied on this broken reed that was Mitzrayim. You put your trust in Egypt and made pacts with them, and they're going to turn against you. Tana Rabbanan, haroa kana b'chalom yitzapa l'chachma. So here again, the kana pashtus means a reed. And it could be the reason it's for chachma, I was thinking, because they used to write Sifrei Torah with reeds, not like we write with feathers. So it's a sign of chachma. Shenemar kana chachma, right? And others say that it means, like I told you, the windpipe. since that only has speech, so it's connected to wisdom. And the Marsha says that it doesn't mean you see reeds or windpipes. It means you see the word kana in a dream, and then it means kana chachma, you acquired wisdom. Kinim, you see a lot of, what's it called, either a lot of windpipes, so you see the trachea and the esophagus, and they both look like windpipes, so it means you have even extra chachma, bina, yitzapala bina. Should have even more than chachma. Bina is understanding from what you know other things. Shenamar uvechol kinyonecha knei bina. So the extra ribuy of kana, according to the Marsha, means you see the word kanin, right? Plural of kana in a dream. And according to others, means you see a lot of reeds. Arab zera kara kore kira kanya kulu maluchelma. All these words, and here it's much like the Marsha, that if you see these words in a dream, kara, what's it called? Kara is a pumpkin. Kora is the bark of a palm tree. Kira is, I think, wax. Kara delas, Rashi says. Kora is the bark of a tree. Kira is wax, and kanya is a kana. So according to the Marsha, if you see these words in a dream, they're all good. According to others, if you see these things in a dream, okay, that's all good. Kulo mala lechem, they're all good dreams. Tanya, ein marin deluim elamishu yori shamayim. You never see pumpkins in a dream, unless it's Halloween, or you're, what's it called, you're a yirei shamayim. If you're not thinking about pumpkins, then what's it called, then it's a sign of yirei shamayim. Yirei Shemayim b'chol kocho. Yirei Shemayim with all your power. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Shalosh Shlomo, saying, Shalosh Chalomos v'Mavasrim Shalom. The three dreams that portend peace. U'parsub kashir b'sir, alma peroniosi. The one of the psukim that refer to a pot is cooking up trouble. If you see a lot of reeds, then it's a sign of bina. Kara kore kira kanya, kara delas, kara is a pumpkin. You see pumpkins in a dream, it means you're yirei shamayim. Loshen dolu einai lamorum. That is deluim. Because it's a takeoff, an otriko, of the pasuk dolu einai. It's I lift my eyes to heaven. So the dolu einai sounds like diluim. So it's a hint to that pasuk. Kora rach gadol ba'anfei hadekel. This is the soft matter that grows around the bark of a tree. Every year it adds a little bit more to the bark, and it starts off as a soft kind of fibrous thing around the bark. The second year already it becomes hard and like the bark. Kora is kira is shaiva is wax. Kanya is kana is a reed or a trachea. Okay, right. Tanya, yeah, okay. Haroa shor b'chalom. If you see an ox in a dream, yashkin v'yomer, you should get up and say the pasuk b'chor shoro hadarlo, which speaks about Yosef being compared to an ox. Before you see, read another pasuk that the shore gores, which is a bad thing. Five things that were said about dreams about oxes. If you have a dream about an ox, there's five different possibilities of what it can mean if you see different things about an ox. If you eat the flesh of an ox, misasher, that means you're going to get rich. Nogcho, if the ox in your dream gores you, having lebonim shemenachim b'torah, you'll have children who will gore each other in Torah. In other words, there'll be talmidei chachamim who can fight it out in a beis medrash. Noshcho, if the ox bites you, yisurim boim alav. That's a sign you're going to have suffering. Boato, if the ox kicks you in your dream, derech rechoka nizdamelo. You're going to go on a long trip, right? Like the ox kicked you on a long trip. Rachpo, if you rode the ox, ola ledula, you're going to rise to some kind of important position. V'atanya rachbo meis. We have another braisa that says that if in a dream you see yourself riding an axe, it means you're going to die. Lokasha. Hada rachiv hu latura, hada rachiv tura ladidei. Depends who's doing the riding. If you're riding on the ox, the sign you're going to get a high position. If the ox is riding on you, then ach and they, then it means you're going to die. Haroach hamor b'chalom. If you see a donkey in your dream, yitzachar liyeshua, you should look forward to deliverance. Shenemar, hine malkecha yavo lecha tzadik v'nosha, v'hu ani rochev lachamor. It's a symbol of Mashiach. Right? A poor man riding on a donkey. Haroach chasul b'chalom. If you see a cat in your dream, ba'asru the korele shunra, in a place where they call a cat in Aramaic, shunra, nasis lo shirana. I saw the Mefarshim say it should be shurana. You're going to have a nice line of people giving you COVID. Shinra, but if they call the cat shinra, nasis lo shinuira, then there's going to be, you're going to, something's going to change for you for the bad. They bring a riot from here that there used to be two different ways of pronouncing the word shunra. Some said it with shunra, with a vav, right, and some said it shinra, with a yud. Just like today, right, the Hungarian way of saying a shuruk, right, we say u, they say e, right? So you see from here that there used to be two pronunciations of the u. Some said shunra, and some said shinra. So for the same vowel had two different ways of saying it. So it wasn't something new, it's something that existed before too. Haroa novim b'chalom, if you see grapes in a dream. Levanos, if you see white grapes, in other words green grapes, bein bismanim bein shalom bismanim yofos, whether it's the time for grapes or not, if they're in season or not, the white grapes are always a good sign. Shchoros, but if they're black grapes, bismanim yofos, if they're in season, it's a good sign. Shalom bismanim rose, but if not in season, it's not a good sign. This, they say, is a raya to the Gra. The Gra says that you shouldn't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. It's one of the things, raisins, grapes, or whatever. But they say it's only black raisins or black grapes. But the white kind, that's okay. And here's a makor for that, that black grapes could be a bad sign, but white grapes are always a good sign. The season for grapes. Right here. That's what they say. They say that from here, all you see is that black grapes could be a bad. He says a different reason for the grapes. That's what you see in a dream. The grapes are because an onav is the same osios of Sutton. What's it called? The Kliyoka brings it down. That anavim are a simon of the Sutton. But you see from this Gemara, there's a difference between white grapes and black grapes. That's all. Haroas sus lovin b'chalov. You see a white horse in your dream. Whether it's walking or running, it's a good sign. Adam, if it's a red horse, benachas yotha, if it's walking slowly, it's a good sign. Beraduf kashim, if it's running, it's a bad sign. Haroi Yishmoel b'chalom, if you saw Yishmoel, right? Tfilas on Nishmas, it's a sign your tfil will be heard. Bedafki Yishmoel ben Avram, I don't know if you recognize Yishmoel ben Avram, but it's going to be, you see those words, Yishmoel ben Avram. Not that you see somebody and you say, hey, I remember him, he's Yishmoel ben Avram, right? But you saw the words Yishmoel ben Avram, but Rashi is not mashma like that. Rashi is mashma that you recognize him as being Yishmoel ben Avram, or somebody in the dream comes along and says, this is Yishmoel ben Avram, or whatever. Avotayah b'almah, if you see stam an Arab, lo, that's not a good sign. Haroa gamal b'chalom. If you see a camel in your dream, misa niknas lo min hashamayim tzilu mimeno. You were decreed to have death come upon you from the heavens, and you were saved from it. Right? Because why? Omer b'chama b'rabbi chanina mikro. Where's the pasuk that intimates that seeing a camel has that connotation? V'anochi ered imcha mitzrayma v'anochi alcha gamalo. So gam alo, I'll even take you out. I'll go into Mitzrayim with you and take you out. The gam alo sounds like gamal. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer Mihocha, gam Hashem hever chatoscha lo tamus. So some say what it means is the gam Hashem and the lo, gam lo, right? The Rabbanu Shalom has taken away your sins and you won't die. So the gam and lo, it sounds like gamal. The Marsha says that it's the gimel. The gimel itself is gamal, right? So you see a big gimel in your dream, then it has a riot from this pasuk. It's not that you see a camel. You see the letter Gimel. Gimel is camel. So it's, it has this connotation of the Gimel. Haroa Pinchas b'chalom. If you see Pinchas in a dream, tell it Naselo. Miracles are going to happen to you. Because miracles happened to Pinchas. When he killed Zimri, it says 12 miracles happened that day. Haroa Pil b'chalom. If you see an elephant, plos Naselo. You're going to have more than one. Wonder of wonders are going to happen to you. Pilim, if you see more than one elephant, pile plos. Right? Wonders of wonders. It says all animals that you see in a dream are good, except for an elephant, and a monkey. You see elephants and monkeys in your dreams. Not a good sign. Or it says, depends if they have a saddle on them or not. Right? If they have a saddle, then it's a good sign. If they don't have a saddle on them, then it's a bad sign. So a monkey with a saddle, I don't know if monkeys have a saddle, but... it means a some kind of harness or whatever on the monkey. Okay, Rashi. Right. If the harness is on, it's a good sign. Right. Okay, Rashi. Ha'ochel nipsaro. If you see an ox and you're eating from its flesh, b'chalom, vein birdov kishurats. If you see a white horse, whether he's running or walking, it's a good sign. A red horse, only if he's walking, is a good sign. Gam alo, carve the treatment shall gamo. Gam alo sounds like gamo. Pele nasalo, commotion nasalo pinchas. Like miracles happen to Pinchas, as we say in Sanhedrin. The Masari sheshlo ukef al gav of yotha. If, what's it called, there's a saddle on it, on the elephant or the monkey, then it's a good sign. Okay? Neis nasalo, this should really be before. Neged nun. Ufigon Shra Hashem Kasu. Are we getting it? No, can you get it yet? Let's find out here. Okay. We had a watch. Yeah, 5 minutes. Let's go back to Birchas Hagomel and Hanisim, which we still have a few things to mention. Find it. The what's it called? The Nusach of Birchas Hagomel. The Nusach is Hagomel Lechayovim Tovos. Okay? So it's mashma that Chayovim means that I really was liable to perish, but the Rabban Hashem did me a favor. So some say you can't say such a thing because Piskum Pelasot. Your person, when he's in Avos, shouldn't say, oh, I deserve much worse, but Baruch Hashem, the Rabban Hashem didn't bring it on me. Shouldn't say such a thing because you're bringing tzaras on yourself. So, L'chayovim, so some say L'chayovim means other people, right? The Rabban Hashem a lot of times does nisim for Rishoyim, for other Chayovim. I always like to say, Chayovim doesn't mean Rishoyim, right? It means, Chayovim means when the Rabban Hashem does you a chesed, he makes a miracle for you, he does it on credit. So you become liable. Chayev can also mean liable. God does favors, does nisim, that for people who are now chayovim, they're liable to now live up to the nes. Okay, God gives it on credit. And if you make the bracha, it says you can make the bracha for your Rebbe or your father. Okay, so you don't say chayovim for them, because it would be not kavod rav to say that they're a shayev. And a katan who makes the bracha, We hold a cotton doesn't make the bracha b'chlal. But if according to those who say a cotton makes the bracha, he doesn't say chayovim either. He can't be a rashi. He's a cotton. Okay. And then the people answer mishi gemolcha kol tov. Right. It's not brought down in the Gemara, but that's the minik. And I was thinking that part of the reason is that what's it called? Why do you have to answer? Because you have a chiyuv to be mold on somebody else's nes too. And when it comes to being mode, you can't do it through a shliach. That's why we say mode drabonim. Because you can't be yotze with a shliach tzibur for holdoah. Holdoah, you can't make a shliach to be mode for you. You have to do it yourself. So therefore, the people who have to answer also on the holdoah. They can't just be yotze with somebody else's brach. The fact that you need 10 and 2 talmidei chachamim, right? Some say that the bal hanes also counts towards the minyan. And some say not. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah holds you can be mekel, that even if you only have 10, including the person who's benching Gomel, that counts as a minion. Some say that's ma'akev, and some say it's only a hither, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down both dais. So l'chatzchila you should do it with a minion. B'di'evet, if you can't find a minion, you bench gomel even without a minion. What's it called? It says that you should wait 30 days even, the Ra'a says. If you can bench with a minion within 30 days, you should wait to bench gomel for 30 days. After that, you should bench without a minion. It says that, what's it called? You need two talmid chachamim. But it says, what's it called? The Sefer Torah. If you say bench gomel, that's why we're knowing to do it by the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is a din of the two talmid chachamim. But it says you shouldn't wait more than 3 days to say bench gomel by a Sefer Torah. And if you come back from a trip on Monday afternoon, then it's going to be more than 3 days till the next Kriyas HaTorah. On Thursday, you should bench gomel before Kriyas HaTorah. But if you come back on Tuesday or Wednesday, you should wait till Thursday. If you come back on Sunday, wait till Monday to bench gomel. But if you come back earlier, you shouldn't wait more than 3 days to bench gomel by a Sefer Torah. There's no halacha you have to do by a Sefer Torah. It's a nice hiddur, but you shouldn't wait more than 3 days to have that hiddur. Benching gomel for somebody else, what's it called? Making a broch on somebody else, the Ramah says that's only somebody that you're close to and you're happy that they were saved or whatever. But if it's not somebody you're close to, you make bracha. And some say it's only, some say you can do it on anybody. The Mechaber says like that. And the Mishabura says, Lamais, it's only for your father or your Rebbe Muvin. No one else. You can't even bench gomel for your wife or whatever, unless you also have to bench gomel. But you can't bench gomel and they answer amen, what's it called, unless it's your father or your Rebbe. By other people, right, without the Shemu Malchus, you can say, Brich Rachmona, the Yohiv Lan, like the Gemara says, he gave us to us, you to us, and not to the ground or whatever. And if they answer Amen, then they're Yotzei Birchus HaGomel with that, even though there was no Shema Malchus or whatever. And if they don't answer Amen, then what's it called, then they're not Yotzei. If somebody benches Gomel, who has to bench Gomel, and the other person hears him and doesn't answer Amen, he's also Yotzei. In this situation, by Gomel, you're Yotzei, even if you didn't answer Amen, as long as the other person is chayiv to bench Gomel. The other person is not chayiv. He's just saying it for you. And he's not saying it with Shemu Malchus. He's just saying Brich Rachmon or whatever, some nusach like that. Then if you don't answer Amen, you're not Yotzei. If you do answer, you do. Women, whether they bench Gomel or not, some say women don't bench Gomel because since you need a minion, right, it's not tsanua for a woman to dafka bench Gomel with a minion. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, that there's no real reason for a woman not to bench Gomel. It's preferable she should. At least she should have a minion of women and one man. That's what he says. I don't know why the one man, Chori, she needs two Talmidei Chacham, she needs two men. But he says she should have at least one man and a minion of women, right? Or, like we do, bench from behind the mechitza, or bench at home, what's it called, with her family, there's a minion in the house or whatever.